Praise be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The lesson which has just been read to you forms the basis for our brief meditation today, in which I would like to talk with you about some pillars. The pillars of prophecy, the pillars of glory, which point out the glory of God's Son. Over the years, I've been criticized off and on for having titled the sermon that's too long. Either too long for the bulletin board or too long for the Sunday bulletin. And so I've condensed today's title, but I would really like to have added three little words in front of the theme. Look and see the glory of God's Son. In discussing pillars, I like to refer to the days when I used to be able to travel on propeller planes at lower altitudes. And there, on beautiful days, especially those days when cumulus clouds were piled high in the sky, like sunlit pillars that formed corridors into the endless dark and blue, to the very gate of heaven, yet unseen. But in another dimension, there are many famous pillars right here on earth. One of them was very personal for me. Is the war memorial outside of Manila. Beautiful white marble columns with large slabs engraved with the names of those missing in action in World War II. And finally, among those thousands of names, I found the name of my wife's brother, who is missing in action over Burma. But that is a memorial to that which is past. That is done in memory of those who have given their lives and have not yet risen again. I prefer to speak about the pillars of prophecy, which were seven in number, enumerated in the scripture lesson before, from the Psalms, from 2 Samuel, and from Deuteronomy. These are persuasive predictions that stand in fulfillment, and they have a path. Them in this corridor unto life eternal, an opposite set of seven pillars also enumerated in the beginning of our lesson today. See the glory of God's Son. He is indeed the heir of all things. He is God's final word to our time. He is the climax of his ancient word. The ultimate end of God's revelation. Now I begin to understand some of the problems that my professors had in their day. The three possible texts or times for this proper devotion, one from Genesis, and my professor had over 100 pages of mimeograph notes on the first 12 chapters. I had to rule that text out. The second one was from John. One of my professors lectured the whole month of August for say 3 summers at a Waterloo camp and never got past the first chapter. I took an elective course in Hebrew and had credit for the whole epistle. But my dear acquainted professor had great difficulty getting past the first chapter. And I begin to see why the older I get and travel these corridors and scriptures. These beautiful pillars of God's revelation unfold and expand before us into the great beyond of eternal life. I can see why God's glory is so infinite and so difficult to capture in that which is finite. But this is the Son of God who participated in the creation of the world. And so the second pillar says, he made the world. And what this means for you who claim pastors to be, and for you who are enrolled here in courses of theology and in training for the ministry, we know from whence we have come. We know from what we have fallen. We know where we are going, God has revealed to us a definite course, a definite direction. What a wonderful truth in the time of uncertainty when people are adrift at sea, as it were, without a rudder in life. Behold and see the glory of God's Son, who reflects the brightness of the glory of His Father. And so, through your preaching and teaching, God's light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ Himself, continues to fulfill those beautiful words to people that in darkness shall behold their appearance of light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, because this sun, as another fellow points out in our text, is the express image of His person, the very stamp of His nature, God of God, very God, begotten, not made. And anyone who is in Him is a new creation. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. And this is not some power of thought, because we move down the corridor of Scripture and we see another pillar that He upholds all things by the word of His power. When we see institutions and societies, nations, governments, economies fall apart all around us, change and decay all around our feet, He upholds all things. History is in the hands of God, and so that we can confess with St. Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is indeed the power of God. And this affliction through God's Son, that He upholds all things, precedes the next important one. He has raised us from our sins. He has fulfilled the law's demand. He has paid the full penalty on the cross. He has risen victorious. And these pillars are testimony to Him that lives and reigns forever. What a wonderful pillar. No wonder He is superior to the angels, having a name that is more marvelous than theirs. His name says He shall save His people from their sins. See the glory of God's Son. He is not inscribed on a monument. He has ascended into the heavens, triumphing over all forces of evil. He sits on the right hand of the Majesty on high. These pillars, the pillars of prophecy, the pillars of the glory of God's Son, form the corridors for our career. These columns are more beautiful and enduring than anything that has survived in ancient civilizations of Greece and Rome. So we who matriculate to and go about our daily routine, remember beyond these walls, the people that still sit in darkness, that await His call, to waste the opportunity to see the light of the world, so that they too can press onward and upward to their heavenly ways, to their high calling with Christ Jesus. The things which eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard, are visible and audible today in the gospel ministry of Jesus Christ. The things that seek and angels desire to look into stand before us. I urge you today, as teachers faithful to your calling, as students dedicated to your purpose, grow in the knowledge of God's revelation. Behold the marvelous riches of His eternal plan. See and uphold and proclaim the glory of God's Son. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? The Lord has lifted off my burden.